Alrighty. Good morning. This is DJ Maple from Pancaked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have two guests with me today. So, boys, let's introduce yourself.
DJ Chips.
Hi, my name is DJ Butter.
Alright. This is going to be a little bit different, since this is going to be a talking heavy episode of Pancaked. But
last show, baby, last show.
You know, there's gonna be music in the background, of course. So let's get the real music going, and then we can talk. This is an amazing song. Like, it doesn't get any better than this. All right, DJ Chips. Why don't you talk about what happened today?
An act of such beauty that it can bring grown men to tears occurred.
And tell us about that.
In northwest of London today. And Liverpool won. And we cemented our third place location in the table.
Yeah. I gotta boo it a little bit, like the Liverpool in third place, but I can't boo the goal.
Yeah, the goal
was spectacular, and I gotta give them that.
That's true.
Like, if only Lallana had hit that banger, though.
Oh my god!
Like, and it was on the full volley too.
It was full a volley off like the goalie's punch or whatever.
Scintillating strike.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he was going up against a very good keeper. Come on, I mean, like, really,
he was also the wrong shot.
He's a legend.
He's so bad.
Keep his name out your mouth.
He's so bad.
Take note.
Wait, how in any way is he a legend?
He just is. Look at the man.
Wait, what? You can't just say someone is a legend.
He just screams legend.
But he cannot save a shot for his life. He's so bald and so bad.
Nah, he's great. He's great. Next level.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Mignolet.
No. No one is, though.
Yeah. Or you know, your main man, Karius.
Yeah, we don't talk about Loris anymore.
Ooh, yeah, Lloris.
You just want us to stop talking about how shitty he is.
Whoa. There's kids. Actually, there probably shouldn't be any kids up this late.
Yeah, I really
go to bed.
I really hope there aren't kids.
Let's go to sleep.
Tell honestly,
your parents that you should be asleep.
Honestly, we shouldn't even be awake.
Yeah, no. Don't take
this. This is an ungodly hour.
I'm sorry to the kids.
There's a chem class I'm supposed to be at in like 6.5 hours, but...
Are you going?
No, no chance.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, Mom.
It's okay.
Sorry, Mama Honey.
He'll be there for Mother's Day. It's fine.
you think she's actually listening, Jake?
I hope not.
No.
What if she was? How would she know?
Hi, Mama Honey.
I'll go to class. I always go to class. It was just a joke.
Jake never does anything wrong.
You know.
Hi, how are you, Jake?
I'm good. How high are you?
Good.
Good.
Nice. God. Wait, who's happy about St. Totteringham's Day being canceled?
I am.
I'm pretty elated, I have to say. I love the good old boys from England.
From Tottenham.
Yeah. I just dislike the bad old boys from Arsenal. Okay. Just like, really just hate Arsenal. Like, yeah. have you ever met like a nice Arsenal fan?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Like, I have not.
They're just not good people.
Yeah.
Man, what conversationalists you two are.
I mean, do you want me to talk about it?
Just talk about your...
He goes by the name of Heber Argueta. Heber, if you're listening, I love you, man. You're awesome. I hope you're doing well at EVM. The finest soccer player I have ever played with. And I've played with Freddie Adu.
Oh.
Have you actually
that, if that just ain't the truth.
It's actually really cool.
We're in the same little... Okay, so, like, my team played in this, like, 5v5 little tournament game thing at halftime one time, and Freddie Adu was, like, on one of the teams.
Is he, like, really fucking good?
Yeah, he was, like, incredible. Really, really fighting, you're right. He was a fighter.
Yeah, yeah, really, really fighting good, yeah.
Yeah, just frightening.
So I'm sure it was frightening, yeah.
Did he kick your butt?
I mean, I didn't play him. I was 8.
And why didn't you play him, Grant? I thought you were as good, dude.
I was. When I...
Are you about as good as Freddie Adu now as well? Apparently.
At this point, we have the same number of MLS contracts.
That's true.
At the moment.
That's true. You are as successful professionally as Freddie Adu. How does that make you feel?
Pretty good.
Jake, you are also equally as successful as Freddie Adu in terms of soccer.
I haven't played soccer since like 6th grade, so
dude,
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
He hasn't played soccer since we were in 6th grade. I'm serious, like he took a sabbatical or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then never actually tried again.
Yeah.
That boy peaked so early.
Yeah.
I feel like
I did too.
We're all just hoping we didn't though. We were hoping it's like a facade and we didn't actually peak that early, but like it's all just really downhill from when you're little, right?
Yeah.
Alright. What was it you wanted to bring up before, Grant?
I don't know, but I have another story to share.
Alright.
It's about a guy named Sally Wu. In sort of in the vein of Freddie Adu. He's just this incredible player, and I met him because he had just finished his game at this tournament, and we were taking the field, and he was like, yeah, I just want to play another game. And we were like, well, play for us, man. And so he played for us, and the next season we were in the same division on opposite sides of the field, because he played for Springfield, which was far away in Virginia. They're like third in Virginia, they were pretty good back then, but... It was the saddest moment of my 13th year.
The 13th year of life.
Yeah.
Huh. Probably a pretty good 13th year then.
Broke my collarbone.
But that was the low point?
Yeah.
Wow. Must have cut deep.
Yeah, it really did.
You seem very, very cut up about this.
I broke my collarbone on Mother's Day.
When is Mother's Day again?
Happy Mother's Day.
I mean, this year it's the 14th.
Okay.
Jake knows.
I know.
Jewish mom alert. Sorry, Mrs. Honig.
Well, to be fair, my mother is very Jewish.
Sorry, Mrs. Hindus.
Oh, yeah. Mom, if you're listening, like I'm sure you are not.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I'm sure you're not listening because you're never awake this late. Happy birthday. Have a great day.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Have fun seeing Hamilton later.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Hindus.
Thanks, Jake.
Mrs. Hindus. Like the River Valley.
The Hindus River Valley?
Yes, sir. Yes. What other River Valley could I be talking about?
Yeah, that's actually where my name comes from.
I know. Just said that.
Good stuff.
Jake, do you have any... mistranslation Ellis Island stories from your last name?
Nah.
My last name would have been super, super Jewish had my great grandfather not known how to spell his real last name.
Heinz Mirakovovich.
What? No, even more Jewish.
Jordan Heinz Mirakovovich Stein.
Nice to meet you.
No, thank you.
No, he just couldn't spell his last name, but could spell his mother's last name, his mother's maiden last name.
Isn't that even more Jewish?
No, it was Hindus.
Yeah, but like, I feel like the mother's last name is the sacred one.
No, because I don't think his mother was Jewish.
That's offensive to my culture.
But his last name was Nussbaum, which that's pretty Jewish.
Nussbaum. Are you listening to separate music?
No.
Oh.
That would just be insulting.
It looks like you're jamming on your phone. With the headphones plugged into your phone.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Yeah, you could just unplug them.
No.
No, don't try it. Come on, Jake.
You Warblehead. Are we allowed to call names?
I think that one's okay.
Okay.
Jay can be a Warblehead.
Today in my Discover Weekly Spotify playlist, one of the rappers made a Wigglesworth reference.
Like Harvard Wigglesworth?
I thought so, and I am willing to believe that, despite having researched it and finding out that it was the evangelical British priest Smith Wigglesworth.
What a highbrow reference!
Curing demons and stuff. Jake, don't touch it there. That is its headphone square.
You also can't touch it anyway. You can touch the mic, but you can't touch anything else.
Fine. Yep.
It's the rules, Jake.
I'm following them.
You haven't been properly trained.
I'm following the rules.
Can we listen to Chance's Christmas album?
No, that doesn't fall in the vein of the show, my friend.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's all rock and gospel.
It's not the rock I'm looking for. Your suggestion is denied.
He is the rock of holiness, okay, Jordan?
Jake, your suggestion was taken and added.
Nice. Is it coming up next?
No, it's like six songs. No, it's in 8 songs later.
Jake, can we listen to Forever?
Yeah, can we get Forever going?
No.
Can I get Aux?
No.
Can Jake get the... Alright, this is a democracy. We're gonna vote.
Yeah.
But none of you
Jake
have...
getting the Aux? Say aye. Okay, the ayes have it.
Good thing it's not a democracy. It's like a school. You don't have any power.
Yeah, but what if the students just like stopped coming?
Well, sucks to be you. You'd have no education.
Then the school is no leverage.
Oh, you got us there, Jordan.
School is no leverage.
Yeah, it sucks. So. Just kidding. We love Tufts.
No, I'm not talking about Tufts. I'm just talking. This is not a metaphor for anything. It's literally just like this.
In DC, they tried to pay middle school students to come to school. They gave them $1 every day they showed up. And attendance only slightly improved.
I feel like I'd be slightly more motivated to go to school.
Yeah, no, all the kids who already went to school every day were rewarded. But in DC, like, it's not a question of, like, wanting to go to school. It's a question of, can I get to school?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's 51 out of 50.
Yep. That was an Avatar reference.
No, I got it. Yeah. I picked up what you were throwing down.
I was thinking of shaving and getting the arrow.
Where?
My head. My head. I've done that before, though. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, Grant. I can do that for you.
My head, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, God, no. Nowhere else. Jake can do everywhere else.
Okay, thanks, Jake.
You're welcome. Anything for a friend.
I feel like an arrow, like, on my lower back would be sort of misleading.
I've actually already done that, though. I've given somebody an arrow.
But I don't want hair. I want, like, a tattoo. Like, blue fucking...
No, I'm gonna do the hair to give somebody... To give the tattoo artist an outline to follow. Oh. So you get a tan line in the shape of the arrow, and then they just tattoo the tan line.
I think... Okay. I think that you should just dye it blue.
Why not just get a blue tattoo and keep shaving his head?
Yeah,
it's just like a rash decision, if you ask me. You just get a blue arrow tattoo on your head, like.
Well, I'll be a monk, so it's whatever. That's what I decide I'm gonna make.
No, I mean, like, it's your choice, man. But I'm just, I wouldn't.
Insipid monk.
I would.
That's my rapper name.
Insipid monk.
Yeah.
Since when?
Like 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
I was thinking about my monk career.
Career?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a career.
I mean, it's what I'm going to be doing.
I would call it a lifestyle.
But career is life.
Is it?
Yeah. Career and track are on the same level.
Career and track.
Jordan, if you had a rap name, what would it be?
Jordan. It would just be Jordan.
You think?
Yeah. But like, Michael would be before.
Mine's Big Sean. You may have heard some of my music before.
Can we play a Big Sean song?
No.
It's about rap.
Control?
Mm-mm.
Just the Kendrick verse, though.
I like that when you two have no say in anything. It's nice.
We do have say in this. We could just leave. Jake is right. We don't want to because we're having a fun time.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. Right, DJ Scissors?
Chips.
CHIPPG. DJ Scissors. That needs to be somebody's name now.
I thought that was your name.
No.
What is it?
Maple?
Oh.
Kyle was Scissorp.
Yeah. Scissor. I was wondering why there was like maple scissors. And like, who cuts their pancakes with scissors? I don't.
Maple scissors.
I mean, it would be just as effective, if we're being honest.
Because they do have like a ton of kitchen scissors for like cutting meat. Yeah. You could cut pancakes with that, no problem.
Yeah, like it wouldn't be like, I don't know. Like pancakes are generally like tougher to cut, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, you just have to cut them before you put on any toppings, because that would just get too messy. Yeah. You gotta like use the other hand and hold.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how there are people who have like 4-hour long talk shows, right? On the radio?
Mm-hmm.
In like the morning or something?
Right. Mm-hmm.
How do you know if you're funny enough to have a talk show? Because I was thinking, like, what if we just had a really long talk show and it was just, like, us talking over music the whole time? Like, would we even have any listeners ever at all?
Well, there are a couple shows on here that are mainly talk, and most of them are like,
scripted?
Highly scripted and really well planned.
I don't want to do that, though. I just want to, like, talk.
I don't think we're funny enough.
I mean, I don't know. I feel it's more fit for, like, a podcast.
Yeah.
Than it is for.
If we wanted to be funny, I think we would just need a more set list of topics.
Yeah, we need just topics to talk about.
Yeah, because you can be funnier if you know what's gonna come up.
Yeah.
I feel like.
But just not having like an agenda for your discussion is.
It's a very loud chair.
They're all super loud except for this one. See, just riveting radio. This yes, we are Jake, super funny. Yes, I take it back.
Speak it. Stop.
Yeah, no, I take it back. We're funny enough.
Happy college day, everybody.
Well, if we wanted to have a real show, Grant, you'd actually have to not be lazy and get trained.
That's true.
Or I could just have the show and you two could be recurring guests.
I'm fine with that.
Nah. I want naming rights and 25% royalty.
I want that too.
I make zero. So your royalty is zero.
That's fine. And the show keeps its
name in honor of Kyle.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
So you have nothing.
That's still fine.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I want naming rights, but I won't change it.
We have to put it in writing.
Like. Okay. Naming rights, but I won't change it, and 25% of all future royalties.
Okay. There are actually a ton of shows here that, like, have merchandise. Like, people will make, like, promote their shows a lot through social media, and then we'll have, like, a couple of shows have, like, a Redbubble store, which are actually really cool.
That's, like, stickers, right?
Yeah, and other, like, easily printable merchandise.
Magnets.
Yeah, stuff like that. So a bunch t-shirts. Of shows have really cool stickers that they like bumper give stickers. Out or sell. And I really wanted to do that, but
can
I'm
we get
not.
Pancaked bumper stickers?
I want to, but I am not creative enough to come up with a good logo for us.
I could do it.
Grant, can you create a good logo? Like, not just draw it, but like Photoshop it?
Like a meme?
Graphic?
Or, yeah, just like, graphic design. Like using graphic design. Just,
yeah. Yeah, it can be a
graphic design.
Wow, you're super loud, Jake.
Yeah, just so that like it's something I could have like a little JPEG of that I could make into like a sticker or a bumper sticker or a magnet, because I feel like that'd be really cool. Or like a phone case.
Ooh. I could fade a phone case.
Yeah.
Can we have an open call?
What?
I want to ask people to call in.
I mean, online listeners right now, we have a grand total of six.
Yeah.
Which is the lowest I've ever seen it.
Heck yeah.
I've never seen it below 7 before.
Dead week, baby, let go. Or all you people who can't sleep. Or and I don't know, that's people just going to work. That's a thing. Respect.
And that's just the like the online listeners. That doesn't say anything about people just picking it up off a regular radio.
I'm surprised there are that many.
I see you. Me too. Grandparents.
I think people just like these like 6 old people just have it open on their computer in a tab and have never closed it accidentally. And it just sits there.
If I was listening though, like right now, I'd be like really offended.
It. Yeah. Unless this is like what you listen to go to sleep.
If you are listening, if you have been listening to the show for a while, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I've only known like 3 people who've ever listened to it. And neither of them are the ones that are in this room.
Gracias, Tibiago.
That's not true.
Yeah, when have you listened to it?
True. I've listened to it 4 times.
I've had it for a year.
Yeah.
4 is not that many.
It's a tough time though, especially like with 4 a.m.
But this semester, more than half of the times that I leave, you're still awake.
Yeah, but I gotta finish my shit.
You listen to music anyway.
Yeah, that's when I've been listening to your show.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe you.
Peep my history, cuz.
Okay. No, I don't want to do that. I'm frightened of what I'll find.
You should be.
I would be too.
It has tentacles.
Nice. I figured.
And also a video of a baby turtle trying to eat a strawberry.
Oh my god, I saw that today. Those are the best videos actually though.
I'm still shook from that turtle straw video.
That's from years ago. And there's also like controversy that that straw might have been put in there to help it breathe.
Still shook.
And like them taking it out actually might have killed the turtle.
Nah, it's a chilling turtle.
It was the fact of how
it's dead.
Deep it was in there in its nose, and the fact that that might have actually been someone putting it there as like a temporary fix to help it breathe.
No,
I don't believe it.
Yeah, me neither. That sounds like some conspiracy right there.
All right, classics major.
9/11. Or 7/11, sorry.
Yeah. I haven't been to a 7/11 in so long. I need a Slurpee.
Spring break. I had some over spring break.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
I could go for like
7/11.
A Slurpee or Slushy, whatever the fuck they call it. Yeah. Pardon my French.
Frightened? Whatever they call it. Fuchs. Christian Fuchs. As in the Leicester left back.
Exactly, right. But yeah, I want that. Like a slushy.
Same. Tick tock. Jake.
Do either of you have the convenience store chain Krausers near you?
Nah.
No, boy. Boy, you got Wawa? Yeah.
Not really.
You
not near me.
Wawa.
No. Wawa's only in half of New Jersey.
Gross.
So it's not in the half that I'm in.
Yeah, because you live on the New York side. Not the south side.
Yeah, I live in more northern Jersey.
What state is New Jersey in again?
Delaware?
Jake, can you tell me? No, I think it's the other way around. Delaware is in New Jersey.
Which one is D.C. in?
Bro, it's nothing. it's own country.
Its own country.
Okay. Yeah. But it's like Vatican City. Have you not heard?
With our embassy?
What? Yeah. It's called the capital.
Okay.
D.A.
Okay.
That stands for Dunces Anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're not even from a state.
Nobody said I was. I didn't say I was. Proud American.
Numbers.
No, this is not the time or the place.
Not the
time. Well, it's the place.
It's the place. Not the time.
No, go for it. I think it's time.
This is a PSA.
A PSA. from WMFO Freeform Radio. Numbers.
Two.
Think.
About.
Prescription.
Drug.
Versus.
Medical.
Marijuana.
Deaths.
Number.
Of.
Americans.
That.
Die.
Each.
Day.
From.
An.
Accidental.
Overdose.
Of.
Prescription.
Drugs.
54.
Number.
Of.
Human.
Beings.
That.
Have.
Died.
From.
An.
Overdose.
Of.
Medical.
Marijuana.
In.
All.
Of.
Recorded.
History.
Zero.
This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you for listening.
That was the weirdest radio voice I've ever heard.
Okay.
But I did enjoy the back and forth. That was very well done.
Can we just do PSAs for like the rest of the time?
No kill.
I mean, you can. Tufts definitely wouldn't be opposed to that.
Know your cell phone rights. Emergency preparedness PSA. I don't know, old people. They're scary, okay? Fear my own mortality. Organ donation. Ah!
There used to... Right when I started, there was a PSA, which isn't in there anymore, about stabbing yourself in the eye with drugs. It was really weird. But it's not in there anymore, and I don't know where it went.
She's eating the haters. On the diabetes prevention PSA, there's a picture of a woman eating a cake that is labeled haters.
Well described, Grant.
Thank you. I think that's honestly how you kick diabetes.
Eat the haters.
Yep.
It's gotta be.
Eat them up. Fake news.
All right, Grant, earlier there was something you wanted to bring up. I think now might be the time.
I already forgot it.
It was Tinder.
I know. I forgot what I was... I forgot what I found funny.
Oh, I thought you were about to go on a rant.
Was I?
I don't know. Were you?
That's what I was going to do. I don't remember.
Never used it. Never planned on using it.
It's my hottest game.
Did use it. It got very boring very quickly.
Heart attack, PSA. Don't use Tinder.
No.
Well spoken.
There's no correlation between Tinder and heart attack. Well, not that I know of.
There just haven't been enough studies on it.
Right. I think that's what I'm going to write my thesis on. Jordan, I was reading an article today about these thesis boot camps where you go for a weekend and you bang out 20,000 words.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's like 75 pages.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
I would love that. That's how I write.
I could never. I couldn't.
Jake, you are so loud.
Is that?
You have to go like this.
I can also just turn your mic off.
Okay.
Is mine on? Oh yeah, it is.
Is mine? Mine's on too?
No, okay. I don't hear it. Hello? Dang.
Have we gained any viewers?
No.
People don't really view our show.
Well, wait. You also can't determine how many people are listening just via a regular radio.
That you should be able zero. To.
How? How could you do it?
I don't know.
How many it's radios
just
a, do we
I'm not the engineer. I'm just.
It's just a signal that you send out that anyone can pick up. You can't determine how many.
To solve this problem, you ask an urban anthropologist.
Are you an urban anthropologist?
No.
So, can we... Do we know any? Do you know an urban anthropologist?
That was rude, Jordan!
You can come back on the air now.
What up,
The y'all? End of that song is too good to talk over.
Can you play Mask Off?
Please.
Or Down?
You don't understand how nothing you have in the say if it's unrelated to rock.
How nothing do you have in the say?
How nothing you have in the say, yes.
Good one, Jordan. Good one.
Your syntax confuses me.
You know the gist of what I said.
Thank you. under moon is the only light we've seen. No, I won't be afraid. No, 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 I won't be afraid. Just as long, just as long as you stand by me.
Come on. found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town.